We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. That would be mortgage. We got Horowitz, who enjoyed a stellar international dinner tonight, and also Graceffo, the A-team, back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Chris Lopresti, we have another update here in about 27 minutes. You heard him talk about everything we're talking about so far tonight, 2 hours in. Tiger Woods in that final group with his Sunday Red. And you heard he's going to wake up at 3:45 a.m. Now, the 9:20 a.m. start for the final threesome are Molinari, who's leading Finau and Woods by two at 13 under, normally would have been about 2:25, right? Or two-ish. So Tiger is going to miss out on 5 hours sleep and have to get up at 3:45 and get that body ready, as he mentioned? I think the time change is a big factor. I really do. Getting up at 3:45, so when do you go to bed? 8 o'clock, I guess, right? 7:30? I mean, he didn't get off the course till, 6:30-ish? He's going to go right to bed? You ever wake up at 3:45? Do you feel like going, putting on your Sunday Red and try and come back from two down to the hottest golfer in the world at Molinari? I think that time change because of the weather, and they had to do it, and the coverage on CBS, I think, will start at 9:30 a.m. Or are they saying 9? Well, what's the time, Horowitz, on the CBS television coverage of the Masters? 9 a.m. So 7:30 a.m. will be the first tee times. That's a big, and we've been talking about Tiger. I think most of us have forgiven him. The hate isn't there. There's been a few haters in the first 2 hours. It's one of our huge questions of the night. Have you moved on from Tiger's past? Are you rooting for him to win on Sunday? Yeah, I think the first tee times are at 7:30 a.m. Getting up at 3:45. You're a Tiger. You've been through a lot of injuries. You're older. Yeah, that goes two ways. You're really relaxed, and he's going to tear it up and win it and get it the fifth green jacket. Or he's going to stink. And I don't know what to think because I'm rooting for him. I watched every swing on the multi-view package that I have on my system at home. I watched him and Poulter every swing the last nine holes. Riveting, addicting television. Trying to think what else keeps me locked in. Maybe NCAA tournament that first Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But because I have such a passion for golf, beyond my children, golf, I have this incredible passion. Horowitz, how old are you again?
27, Bill.
So where would you put interest in golf on your checklist of what you watch or what you do?
Pretty high. I got to be honest. Obviously, the majors I love, and I'm a little bummed about this early start tomorrow. My plan was to get home at around 7:30 in the morning, sleep till about noon, be 2 hours worth of drinks in before Tiger tees off, and let's have ourselves a day. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. But even the non-majors, as long as it's not an NFL Sunday or they're not going against my Yankees in the summertime, I'm locked in.
Yeah, I had my day planned, too. The change of time, when CBS's coverage would begin like 2:30, 3 o'clock, whatever it is, on the final day. It's been 3 o'clock the other days. And my son, the weather's changing here. In the 70s, a week ago in Michigan on the west side of the state, a new front's moving in, so it's going to bring 3 inches of snow, 35, 37 for a high on Sunday with 40-mile-an-hour winds, and they have a soccer tournament, and their third game is Sunday at 11:30 a.m., so now I have to DVR it. Hope I'll stay away from parents, my phone. I don't want to know, and I'll come back home and watch it from the DVR. But that never works because somebody's got to tell you something. Every time you want to DVR a game or you want to DVR, final Sunday at a golf tournament, somebody text you, somebody will walk up to you, and they'll play spoiler. And my day was planned out. I was going to go to my son's game, even though I'd sit in the truck and watch him. Hopefully he doesn't lose fingers to frostbite playing a club soccer game where they can't make it to the championship. And I still haven't got the text that the game's canceled. And soccer, I appreciate how tough that sport is, because unless there's lightning or fields underwater, they play the games at all levels, whether you're seven or you're playing for Barcelona or Real Madrid. So they're going to play, and it could be a snow-covered field. Soccer. That's great. And so originally my day was going to be, hey, go to my son's game, 11:30, get done at, you know, 1:15, 1:00 Michigan time, go to lunch, take my boys out to lunch, they come home, go play Fortnite, I'm watching the final round at the Masters. And instead, now with this new time, I have to do the DVR. And I'm not going to watch any of it early. And it's going to be tough because I'm going to have my phone and that Masters app. Have you downloaded that Masters app on how cool it is now? Horowitz, have you downloaded the new Masters app?
Oh, I've been living on it all week, yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. I think they just got so much money there. They can do whatever they want to. We don't need, you don't want to sponsor us? That's fine. No logos. We're going to charge $1 for a Georgia ice cream sandwich, a pimento, you know, $3 for a chicken sandwich, $2 for a beer. We don't care. We have a ton of money. The Masters app is fantastic. So now when I'm sitting there and my son has to be there 45 minutes before to warm up, which is kind of hypocritical looking at what will be a wind chill of 10. This isn't a sled dog race. This is U-12 club soccer. Wind chill of 10 with snow. 40-mile-an-hour winds. I consider that blizzard conditions, and I haven't got the text that the game's canceled. And I will feel no remorse because I'm there for my children. I support them. But with the Masters coverage starting at 9 a.m., I'm cool inside a warm man cave watching Molinari, Finau, and Woods in the final threesome, then Koepka, Poulter, Webb Simpson in the second group. Then you got Dustin Johnson, Luis Oosthuizen, which I'm still upset with him for not high-fiving the kid when he birdied and the crowd went nuts and he's walking off towards probably, you know, to turn in his scorecard and the kid put out his hand. He just walked by and stiffed him. That bothers me. You know, Matt Kuchar is at -8, so if Molinari decides early to collapse, Adam Scott is at -7, Ricky Fowler, Jason Day, Fowler's at -7, Day, Mickelson, John Rahm, Justin Thomas at -6. This is one of the best major leaderboards that I've ever seen. It's fantastic. So if you want to join in, are you rooting for Tiger to win on Sunday? Has the hate subsided with you? If you were a hater on Tiger, I would love to hear from you at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And then also, second question, with LeBron and all the changes in Los Angeles, do you believe that he will make the comeback and take the Lakers not to a world championship, but at least to an NBA final before he's done in LA? I say no. You can join in 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to Lou in Maryland. Thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Lou, you there? Wake up. I think Lou fell asleep. I can hear him snoring. Let's go to Bill in Connecticut. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, as far as Tiger goes, I think he brings a level of excitement to the game. And you don't have to love him, and I don't understand why people would hate him. But anyway, my bet is on Finau. I think Tiger will have trouble keeping the ball in the fairway, especially if it starts to rain. But I wanted to talk about the Lakers. I think LeBron is in a no-win situation just because of who he is. You know he's in control. He's going to bring in Ty Lue as the next coach because he knows he can control Ty and get what he wants. What he's not going to get is a plethora of free agent, let's say top-tier talent. I can't see Durant playing with LeBron. I certainly don't think Kyrie wants to go back there. I think the guy who's going to end up, because he's a free agent, he might join the Lakers, is Thompson out of the Warriors. But I think that whole organization is in trouble.
Thank you, Billy. I appreciate the call in Connecticut, and I agree with you that LeBron, if Magic's getting out, LeBron should be smart enough to get out and just request a trade. Just get out right now during the offseason. Let's go to Jared in Houston, listening on AM 610. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Always happy to speak with you, sir. Always.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well. Tiger, I never disliked him. I had no reason to. He just was growing up. And when you grow up in the spotlight, you know, anything you do is your transgressions are just put out there. And so he has had surgeries, and now he's back. And I give him the opportunity because he has played well, and he's just a very good golfer. The situation in L.A. with the LeBron James, this is my theory, and I may be wrong, is that LeBron James must understand that as you get older and you get younger players, they don't look at you as being the greatest player. They look at you as a 33 or 34-year-old man playing with 19 or 21-year-old kids. And it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. I believe that the Lakers held on to Kobe Bryant too long. Now LeBron is in this situation. And the old saying is this, if you either trade him a year too early or a year too late, and that's what the Lakers did. The Lakers should have started over 5 or 6 years ago, but they did not. And they didn't. Normally the Lakers will have players when they had Chamberlain, then they had Kareem. But this time they did not do that. And they put all their cards in certain players, and it didn't work. And that's it. But, you know, here I grew up in Michigan also. I grew up in Detroit. And so I miss it. So thank you for taking my call and letting me rant for a moment.
All right. Well, thank you, Gerald. Appreciate you listening in Houston on AM 610. And, yeah, I'm sure you're going to miss 35 degrees standing outside for a 12-year-old soccer club game on Sunday with the wind chill at 10. No, I'll take Houston. What's Houston going to be? I'll say minimum high 60s tomorrow, and I haven't looked at the Weather Channel. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Horowitz and Graceffo, the A-team, are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Chris LaPresti, you have an update in just about 7 minutes. Big night in the Stanley Cup playoffs, the NBA playoffs. How about the Nets winning at Philly? Philly just doesn't have the leadership to make a playoff run, and I said that before the playoffs started. And also Orlando and Toronto. I think the postseason and the playoffs are in their head. Is this Milwaukee? Is it Milwaukee Golden State? Can we say that right now? Hockey's the one where you don't know, and I love it. It's the best parody in professional sports anywhere in the world. For all we want to complain about Bettman and how boring the NHL regular season can be, there's nothing better than playoff hockey. There isn't. So we got our huge questions of the night. How many people are rooting for Tiger to win his fifth green jacket on Sunday? Are there still haters out there, and why? And will LeBron ever take not just to the playoffs, but we'll start with, like, Western Conference Finals, NBA Final. I don't see it happening, but I love your feedback. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. I'll read tweets before the top of the hour. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Bob in Florida. Thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
How you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing great. You know, Tiger Woods, when he was younger, he tried to live up to an image. You cannot live up to an image, you know? Elvis said that in an interview. He said, there's a difference between a man and an image. Tiger Woods made mistakes. We all make mistakes. He humbled himself. He's forgiven, you know? He's a great golfer. He put golf on the map. He's awesome. He's an awesome player, and I wish him the best. I hope he wins tomorrow. And LeBron James, I don't think he's going to take L.A. to the championship or the playoffs because he's stubborn, he's too old, and he doesn't know how to play with other people anymore like he used to, you know?
All right, well, thank you, Bob. Appreciate the call in Florida. One thing about LeBron, you had the big three at the time, which was wow. You know, Chris Bosh and D-Wade and LeBron, and they got it right after Dirk humbled them. In Cleveland, you know, Kyrie might have been the reason they won it. Love was a great third guy in that rotation. But I'm looking at the L.A. thing and the Western Conference and how young and veteran loaded it is, and it's not happening. If Magic is going to run from something, whether it's Jeannie Buss, whether it's, you know, trying to babysit LeBron, whether it's old guard versus new guard. If I'm LeBron and I'm smart, okay, I leave L.A. And you can come back and do your HBO shop or your game shows, but I'm talking, I get out of there. Because what if they don't come back? And he's going to, as he gets older, you know, the wear and tear, this isn't going to be Brady playing until you're 45. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to Pete in Illinois. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, glad to be listening to you late at night. Always a good show.
Thank you.
I'm kind of curious what your thoughts are and maybe what some other people's thoughts are on in the sports world, public image-wise, who are people happy about? LeBron in L.A. or Tiger potentially making a comeback. One might be on his way back up, and one might be on his way down. And I'm just curious, you know, what people's thoughts are, how they feel about that.
All right, Pete. Well, thanks for listening in Illinois. Yeah, LeBron, Tiger's on the comeback trail, and even if he doesn't win on Sunday, what he's done going back to St. Louis, you know, what he did in the FedEx Championship, right? You know, he shot away with Justin Rose winning that. I know there's no, you know, there's no trophies for second place. A nice payday. But LeBron, I don't think it's going to get that. That is not going to be a situation where if he's running everything, it will not work. What he should have done is sat down with Gilbert in Cleveland, agreed to have control, which he pretty much had anyways. And what he did in Akron for kids in the school and what he's done for that area, he didn't need to go Hollywood. He could go out and do the shop and fly out off season or off days or work out, you know, scheduling around the Cavs schedule. And you look at Orlando beating Toronto. You look at Brooklyn beating Philly. Boston, you don't know what you're going to get from them, right? So with LeBron in a solid roster, your team you have to get by isn't Toronto. It's Milwaukee. That was the move. Stay in Cleveland. But I think there is this big dream that, if you think about it, it's not crazy or far-fetched. That LeBron and Magic Johnson wooing whether it's Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard. You know, Klay Thompson could go there, but he's going to live in the shadow of LeBron. And if the team's not winning, does Klay want to go commit and get paid? He can get paid in Golden State and paid for hitting three-pointers with a contender. But before all this began, it seemed logical that Magic Johnson, one of the biggest names ever in basketball, with LeBron showing up in somebody's home or hometown and saying, hey, come join us. We're going to do something special together in Los Angeles with the storied Lakers franchise. That's not crazy. But it didn't work. And they had situations that weren't handled well. The way LeBron just, and whoever leaked it, that they're willing to trade everybody for Anthony Davis. And again, what is real, what is fake news, I don't know. But it wasn't handled the right way. You know, LeBron hanging out with, you know, music stars and taking a day off and more concerned about his shows or his production company or, you know, it just has not been a good fit in Los Angeles. Microscope is a million times bigger than Cleveland, Ohio. So you're LeBron, what do you do? This offseason, I say, look, trade me. That's what I do. But if Lou's going to get the head coaching job, LeBron believes that he'll take on the challenge. I did it in Cleveland. Nobody believed I could do it. Came back home, and I'm going to do it in L.A. I just don't see it happening. So you can join in. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Graceffo and Horowitz are back at CBS Sports Radio New York City. LaPresti with another update here in about 20 minutes. We do have our huge questions of the night. I think most of the hate on Tiger Woods has subsided. That the majority of people are rooting for Tiger to win his fifth green jacket on Sunday. Are you still a hater on El Tigre Mucho Dinero Woods? Or are you on the Tiger train right now? Riveting television. LeBron doesn't draw people to TV like Michael and Tiger have. If you think about in sports, who's made you, even if you didn't follow that sport, who's made you stop and watch? McGuire, Sosa, Chase, right? Some big home run hitters. Guy going, you know, George Brett trying to hit 400. Michael was must-see TV. Tiger has been must-see TV until he got hurt, the divorce, and then his comeback has become must-see TV again. I know Brady and the Patriots, it's tough not to watch them. Look at the TV numbers. You know, Mahomes, Kansas City. Look at the AFC Championship game. What was that, around 52, 53 million people? Gretzky back in the day, even if you weren't a hockey fan. Crosby before he had all his concussions. You know, must-see TV that will transcend just a fan base or a particular city. So in America right now, beyond Tiger Woods, LeBron's not must-see. Golden State was. And when it was just Steph and Clay and Draymond, and it had some innocence to it, and then they added Durant, and then you get Cousins, and then they get a little drama, not much. But it's almost like they're trying to buy their way where there was something innocent, like a dynasty in the making, right, with Curry. Curry's close to must-see TV, I think. I think Curry is more must-see TV than LeBron. NFL, like I said, Patriots, Mahomes, I think has moved into that category. You know, what's he going to do next? What sidearm throw? What no-look throw is he going to make? You know, NFL, must-see guys. That's interesting. NHL, must-see players. I know in your particular cities, There are, but I'm talking nationally or even across North America when it comes to hockey. That's interesting. Tiger is must-see TV. I will be curious about the ratings for these 4 days. 2 days on ESPN and then the 2 days on CBS. Graceffo, Horowitz, who's must-see TV for you guys? Because you guys are diehard sports fans. Right now, in sports today, not in your life, in sports today, must-see athletes or teams. Not teams you follow. I'm talking that go beyond your sports boundaries.
You know, Bill, I always like to see Mike Trout whenever I get a chance, but you got to stay up late. That's the problem.
Yeah, I agree. I could watch, you know, like back in the day with Ken Griffey Jr., I could watch him swing all day. I could watch Trout swing. I really could. Why the Angels hired Brad Ausmus, good luck with that. Anybody else that's must-see TV for you, away from the teams you follow?
In the NBA, not so much. In the NHL, you know, you got your Ovechkins, you got your Crosbys, you know, stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, so I'll ask you that question over the next hour here on the show. I think all of us will agree Tiger is must-see TV, even if you hate him, because then you're watching and you're rooting for him to lose. Must-see TV guys in sports today, not in your lifetime, all right? Also, are you rooting for Tiger to win or lose? I saw the stat on CBS, or maybe when I was watching the feature group feed with Tiger and Poulter on Saturday. When trailing going into the final round, he has never won a major. And I have my reasoning when I saw that stat, that, and he did it and lucked out. I forget what hole it was on Saturday, where he gets aggressive because he wants to pick up the strokes. So he'll cut something, go over trees, take a path that is, you know, announcers will say that's very aggressive. And that's where I think Tiger gets in trouble. And now with this weather coming, the wind picking up, you're down to, you would think Tiger to win has to shoot at least 4 or 5 under. Minimum 67, I would guess. So you can join us. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Jeff in Dallas listening in the Metroplex on 105.3. Jeff, how was the weather there earlier Saturday night?
It's horrible, man. It's the wind is blowing pretty bad, and we've got some bad weather.
All right. Well, my best to everybody there in the Metroplex. And on a lighter note, what's on your mind?
Yes. Tiger will win tomorrow, and I'm rooting for him. He'll win 17 under par. That's my prediction. LeBron, I'm a diehard Lakers fan, I was excited about LeBron joining the Lakers. I think Magic is a strong man. I don't think LeBron had anything of him leaving. I think it has to do with politics there. But I think they're gonna LeBron is gonna bring him a championship within the next 2 years, and that's my opinion, and I'm sticking by it, and I think it's gonna happen.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you listening on this Saturday night, early Sunday morning on 105.3 there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Let's travel out to Portland, Oregon. Art, thanks for the wait. And you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Oh, excellent. So, yeah, great commentary from you. I just want to get your take on the OKC-Portland series. If I can, very quickly, say the Nurkic injury, devastating, but I do think that after the last couple of games, Portland has kind of rallied its bench, and the benchmarks have to be made in this series. When OKC and Portland play each other, it is a war. There's a war going on that floor. You can tell Westbrook and Dame, they do not like each other. I'll take your comments off the air.
Well, Art, thanks for listening in Portland. Yeah, when you look at the Blazers and the Thunder, two teams had, they're not on the headlines, which is amazing, okay? And you talk about Nurkic and his broken leg a few weeks ago. So they got Cantor, and they got George, and, you know, two MVP-type guys in Westbrook and George, and maybe because Oklahoma City isn't a big market, not getting any love. Now, I'm thinking that's a 6-7 game series, coin flip. The NBA playoffs, I still wonder, does anybody get Golden State? And I look at the Eastern Conference right now, does anybody get Milwaukee? I don't see it. I really don't. Let's go to Rick in Toronto, Canada, listening on AM 590 north of the border here on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you for taking my call, Bill. Again, I want to congratulate people like Corey Connors, Bob Cohen, retirement, and McGill University for deciding that to change the nickname was very important. I hope people in Atlanta, in Washington, D.C., in Kansas City, in Cleveland, and Edmonton, and Chicago change their nicknames. Now, for Tiger, he has a great chance to win. I think at CBS, the broadcast rights holder, they're very happy that he's doing very well. And for LeBron James, he will stay in Los Angeles. His 22-19 record this season has been very good. This is not the New York Knicks. He'd probably be happy. And people in Toronto, we had a bad day today in Toronto. We had Toronto FC losing. Blue Jays did win for Rogers, and of course the Leafs and the Raptors losing. So basically, I hope very well that he stays in Los Angeles. I hope Tiger does well tomorrow. Thank you, Bill, and have a good night.
Thank you, Rick. And to our friends in Toronto, don't worry. The sun will come up tomorrow. Yeah, the Leafs lost. Raptors, just I think the playoffs are in their head. I really do. And I'm telling you, the mental side of sports is not discussed enough in team sports. It will be like an individual. You'll hear the mental side of Tiger in his game or Molinari, and you know, because golf is all about individuals. But that's in their head, the playoffs. Let's go to John in Baltimore, Maryland. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Huge, thanks for taking my call. You know, in hockey, young guys are really starting to show up. Connor McDavid is really going to see TV. And there's a handful of his peers, Johnny Goudreau and a few others, that they are really exciting players and really bring a lot to the game. So even if you're not a regular fan, you know, you just got to sit up and watch these guys when they make an appearance.
I agree. And I'm one thing, John, and stay on the line here, that I don't think the NHL, and I've always said this about them, they don't do a good job of marketing their stars. And I'm talking, I get Canada and hockey's crazy in Canada, but in North America, they don't market their stars well enough. I know individual cities will, but I'm talking league-wide.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah, I think that's true. But even in baseball, you know, there's some up-and-coming stars. They look like Christian Yelich and you know, as Mike Trout was mentioned, and a few of these other guys. I mean, they're pretty exciting to watch. You know, even if you don't follow the team, or even if you're not following the league that closely, but when these guys show up, you want to pay attention.
Yeah, thank you, John, in Baltimore. Actually, and thank you for listening tonight here on CBS Sports Radio. The young guard in golf, the young guard in the NBA, the young guard in the NHL, as Johnny just mentioned, Connor McDavid. The young guard in the NFL. You know, look at this draft. Marian Bosa could go 1-2. There's some, you know, what Mahomes did. You know, the jolt of youthful energy. It's Mahomes versus Brady. It's the AFC Championship game, and the TV numbers reflected it. You know, sports is in a pretty good spot right now for this next generation. And again, I'm not going to be the old guy on the block saying get off my lawn, but if you're just out of high school, you know, maybe a year or two into college, so you're 20, 21, man, look at the, yeah, I'm all about Tiger Woods, but look at Fowler, look at Justin Thomas, look at John Rahm. Now look at some of these names. You heard McDavid, the youthful energy. Yelich and with the Brewers. I mean, NBA. I mean, Curry almost seems old now, right? Durant seems old. You know, look at Booker and what he can do in Phoenix when he's playing on the dog team right now. His mom used to cut my hair here in West Michigan. He went to a school where his dad, Melvin Booker, who played at Missouri, asked the varsity coach to move him up as a freshman. They didn't have room on the roster, so he moved Devin to Mississippi with him, and the rest is history from Kentucky to Phoenix to that monster deal. And his mom lives out in Phoenix in a house and doesn't cut my hair anymore. I said, oh, you're going to choose a son with a $150 million contract in the NBA or being able to cut my golden locks every 2.5 weeks. Life is about decisions. If you want to join us live, we have one final hour remaining. Is Tiger still at the top of the list for must-see TV in America and sports? For our Canadian friends, what's must-see TV, the person in Canada for you? If it's not Tiger, who is it? Who's on that short list for you personally? Plus, are you rooting for Tiger to win or to lose? And will LeBron ever make the Lakers a winner again? I say no. Do you say yes? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. 1 hour remaining together with huge opinions all across North America. I'm going to read those tweets. Tweet me now at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.